I'm just going to be honest with y'all today. When my dad texted me, he had warned me. He told me he told me Sunday. I called him Sunday, and they had told me last week before they left. They said, you know, we're flying in. You know how flights are. Might want to just have one in your back pocket just in case. And so I had two or three in my back pocket. And I was like, man, those are going to, you know, if that happens, you know, Brother Jim, I wasn't even worried. They're going to make it. It'd be fine. And he'd text me. And I was like, oh, no, I got to preach tonight, which I love to do. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do it. And I started praying. And those three messages, I had three messages. Literally, I had them laid out. And I laid them on my desk. And I had them ready. If it was to happen, I was ready. And I'm telling y'all, I could not get peace about preaching any of them. And, so anyway, this sermon I put together today, and, I hope it's a blessing to you. I hope it's an encouragement to you. I hope it's a challenge to you, because it was a challenge to me. If you're in Luke chapter number 10, say amen. Verse number, 38, the Bible says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me alone to serve alone? Now this just proves that she was a Baptist. Amen. She tells the Lord, can't you see I'm working and Mary's just sitting around and being lazy? Lord, could you please at least say something to Mary? Can't you see I'm working? Lord, can't you see this sweat coming off my brow? I mean, that proves she's a Baptist. Amen. I've heard that in the few years that my dad's been in the ministry. I've heard certain things that sounded similar to that. Amen. I've probably said it several times. Actually, I have said it several times myself. Lord, forgive me. She says, left me to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Can you hear him talking to her? But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I want to preach tonight on one thing is needful. One thing is needful. How many of y'all know in 2021 we live some busy lives? Amen? I know I do. If you don't, you probably still live with your parents, all right? But if you don't live with your parents, I'm just kidding. I love all y'all. I get to say that because I'm the youth pastor, all right? If you don't live with your parents, if you don't get up, Brother Edwin, and go to work, what doesn't happen? You can't make no money. And if you can't make no money, you can't eat. And if you can't eat, well, you're probably going to die. Now, I think I could probably last because I've been storing for a few months. Amen. But if you don't get up and go to work, if you don't get up and go do your job for the day, then you ain't gonna be able to pay your bills. So you gotta go. And then, if you're crazy, I'm just kidding, I love you, baby, you get married on top of that. Greatest decision besides Christ that I've ever made is to marry my wife. I love my wife. Then you get married, and then you got to make Brother Frank, now there's another responsibility. If I don't go to work, then we suffer, not just me. Right? And then you got to work. Listen, if you like me, and a lot of you are, you have a ministry. And so you go to work, and then you have to work your ministry. And then on top of that, you better talk to your wife every now and then, or you're going to get a divorce. Can I get an amen from the fella? Right? And so, man, that day just gets a little more packed, right? And then if you're really crazy and you've been smoking something, you decide to have children. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Can I get an amen, Brother Jake, Brother Trent over here on the front row? Listen, don't children just, aren't they a blessing? Can I get an amen? Listen, I tell you what, I have one of the best kids in the world. The other one, Y'all help me pray for him. Amen. Now, I have two kids and I love them both. One of them is a boy and he's a knothead. His teacher called me into the school today. I mean, it's like every day, especially when I'm having a bad day, that's when she calls me, right? When I'm like right here on the edge, about to lose my sanity, here comes a call from Miss Beth. Amen. Your son. That's what she started. Your son. I know he's my son. Thank you for pointing that out. Amen. He's a troublemaker. I love him though. He's sweet when he's asleep. And anyway, I love him to death. I thank God for him. But with my son and with my daughter in the picture, Brother Vic, now that's two more responsibilities. If I don't get up and go to work, they suffer. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Amen. And so I got to get up and go to work. I still got to work my ministry. I still got to make sure I speak to my wife every now and then. And then I've got to be a role model, an example, and a loving father. Now, many of you might not understand this, but that's a busy week. Many of you, I'd say most of you, understand exactly what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm talking about. How many of y'all ever been wore out? How many of y'all got to Friday and your wife says, let's go on a date? And you said, I love you, but I'm wore out. Come on now. And we do it, man. We wide open. Everything. Then, I ain't got to this point yet, but I've heard, then ball comes into play. And then you got to go to ball practice, and then you got to go to this, and there's a school play this weekend, and this and that. And that's just adding to the list. And if we're not careful, we'll get cumbered about just as Martha was. Are y'all with me? Jesus, in his earthly ministry, he says right here to Martha as she's complaining that she's overran. He says, leave Mary alone because there's one thing that is needful. Now, as I told you Sunday, I'm not the smartest person you ever gonna meet. I'm not the brightest crayon in the box or the sharpest knife. Amen. But I know what needful means. Needful means it's a necessity. Needful means if everything else doesn't work out, this has to work out. That's what needful means, right? Oxygen is needful. Blood is needful. Those are things that they're not an option. Okay? If you think oxygen is an option, let me know how that works out for you. Amen? It ain't gonna work out. Are y'all with me? Oxygen is a necessity. That's what needful means. Needful, by definition, means a necessity. Jesus said there's one thing. Don't you love how simple Jesus is? You know, so many people, y'all might not realize this if you've never worked the altar ministry, but so many people, when they come down here to get saved, you'd be amazed at how many people say, that's it. That's all I have to do. That's all you have to do. Jesus is so simple. And he doesn't say, Brother Vic, there's 15 things that is needful that I need you to do. He doesn't say there's 30 things that need to be done by Friday or else. He says there's one thing. He says there's one thing. That's pretty simple, right? Everyone but my son can follow those kind of directions. Amen. And Adam, by the way, Adam, he struggled with that as well. Amen. One thing. Jesus says one thing's needful. Let's look at what it was. Amen. I want you to notice in verse number 39. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That's it. Brother Edwin, she did one thing. She just sat at his feet and listened to him. And Jesus said, you know what? That's the one thing that's needful. You know, so many people, and I'm not throwing stones, so many people miss out on sitting and listening. I can remember a time on Wednesday night where this room was almost filled. Sunday morning, where we was having to fill up the balcony. I'm not casting stones. All I'm saying is people have quit sitting and listening. I'm not throwing stones at you because you're here tonight. Amen. But if I was to be honest, well, let me just say this. The only time in church is not the only time there is to sit and listen. You do know that. Amen. And if I was to be honest, Brother Trent, I fell at this myself. I fell at this myself. Well, Brother Dalton, you're here 5 days a week. Yeah. I still fail at it. Say there's one thing that's needful. What does needful mean? Necessity. It means there's no option, no other option. It's needful. Gotta have it. What is it? Sit and listen. Faith cometh by what? And hearing by the Word of God, right? Man, what would happen? What would happen if our church, what would happen if us as individuals personally said, this is the one thing that I'm going to make sure that I do regularly? Listen, if you'll do this one thing, your marriage will be better. Your home life, your children, your relationship with your children, your job life will be better. One thing is needful. One thing is needful, and that is to be in the presence of God and listen to what He has to say to you. There's three things we have to do to be able to do the one thing. There's three things you got to do the one thing. You ready? Number one, the first thing we got to do is we got to find His presence. Find His presence. Verse number 38, the Bible says, now it came to pass as they went, that He entered in, I want you to listen to this word, a certain village, and a certain woman, Martha, received Him into her house. I want you to notice, you've got to find His presence. If you want to do that one thing, the one thing that you have to do requires you to be in His presence. You've got to find His presence. I noticed that it says in this verse twice, it says certain. That means it is a specific place. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a specific place that I choose to meet with Him and to sit in His presence and to do that one thing that is needful. You know what you need to do tonight? You need to find you a spot. You need to find you a spot where He can meet with you and you can meet with Him. Besides church, by the way. Now, I'm thankful everybody in here is in church. I'm thankful you're here tonight. And I promise you this, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and if you're under the age of 18, every Thursday night, God meets us on this property. Amen. And I'm thankful that we have a church that allows the Holy Spirit to move and allows the presence of God to move throughout the auditorium as we go to church. Amen. I've been to a lot of churches where the presence of God has stopped at the door and rejected. I'm glad this is not one of them. Amen. But if this is the only place you sit in His presence, then you're missing out on a huge blessing. You're missing out on so much that God has to offer. If you just get alone at home 1 hour a day, if you don't have an hour, just do 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Just sit in His presence and listen. I noticed that this was a certain place, but it was a specific place. But I want you to notice this. It was a welcoming place. A welcoming place. In verse 38, the Bible says, and Martha received Him into the house. They didn't stop Him at the door. How many of y'all, we don't live in a neighborhood anymore. We kind of live out in the country a little bit. But I know when we lived in the neighborhood, if the doorbell ring, we'd all say, quiet, be quiet, sit down, quiet, hush, lay down on the floor, don't move. Are y'all with me? Say amen. How many of y'all got some of them people, or no, maybe not some of them people. How many of y'all got, you know, if you got kids, you understand this. Your house ain't always in visiting shape, all right? Listen, if you're going to be judgmental, don't come to my house because it's a mess. Amen. I got toys everywhere. My son walks in the room. He just throws his shoes off wherever he wants to throw them off. All right, we're working on that, okay? But how many of y'all know when somebody comes over and you ain't expecting them and you got a mess, you step out the door, shut the door behind you. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? Come on, be honest. Be honest. You're like, I'm thankful you came to see me, but I'm not that thankful. Amen. You don't want to see the mess I got in here. Are y'all with me? Martha didn't do that though. She received him. You know what she said? She opened the door, stayed inside and said, come on in, Lord. Come on in. Let me ask you this. Are you that welcoming when Jesus comes over? Or do you stand at the front door? How you doing, Lord? He's doing like, how the kids? Are they going good? You wanna see a picture of them? Well, they right there. Lord, look at this picture. We just got these pictures made. You got something to eat in there? Well, we ain't gonna eat tonight. Smell it cooking on the stove. Come on now. Is Jesus welcome at your house? When Jesus knocks on your heart's door, is it unlocked? Oh, maybe there's somebody in here. You say, yeah, I let him in all the time, but what about that one room you keep closing? Uh-oh. Before you can do that one thing, you got to welcome him into every part of your life. You've got to have his presence in every part of your life. Before you can ever sit and listen, you got to have his presence. Find his presence. Let me ask you this question. How often do you get in his presence? How often do you get in the presence of God? Number one, we got to find his presence. Number two, we've got to forget the performance. Verse 40, the Bible says, but Martha was cumbered about serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Martha's running around. She's got her little tray. She's got drinks on it. She's got some bread. She's walking around. She's sweating. She's trying to everybody saying, he's saying over here, he's saying, could you give me some more tea, please? Over here, he's saying, we need a fork. Over here, they're saying, I just ran out of bread and I need some of that cinnamon butter. Can you bring me two more of them cinnamon butter? Say amen. And she's saying, I'm trying. I'll be there in just a minute, honey. And she's running around over here. She's saying, oh, I need a water over here. I'm coming. Right? Then she turned, Jesus, do you see me? I'm sweating. She's just sitting here. Yeah. He said, Martha, Martha, you got too many irons in the fire. You got too much going on. Listen, if you're too busy to do that one thing, y'all ready for this? This is deep. All right. This is super deep. You ready? You're too busy. You're too busy. If you're too busy to sit and listen, you're too busy. If you got too much going on, then guess what? You need to start pruning some things out of your life and start focusing on the one thing, not the 10 things. He doesn't ask of 15 things. He just asks for one thing. One thing only. Do you need to free some schedule up? Do you need to free some time up tonight? Are you too busy? I want you to notice, we must forget the performance. Martha's problem, y'all ready for this? Martha's problem wasn't Martha. I mean, it wasn't Mary, it was Martha. Martha's problem wasn't Mary. Martha's problem was Martha. She was too busy. She had too much going on and she neglected the one thing. I can understand it too. I mean, if Jesus comes over to my house, Brother Mark, I want to make sure that the house is in tip-top shape. I'm going to bring out the fine china. We ain't got china. We got like plastic, all right? You lucky. If you come to my house and I serve a plastic, I must think you're something, all right? If Trent comes over, we have paper plates. Amen? Say amen, Trent. Amen. Jesus comes over, though. I might have to borrow Brother Edwin's fine china. Amen? Get some of them glass cups out, right? We're going to make sure everything's fancy. We're going to make sure, listen, I ain't cooking and my wife ain't cooking. We're going to hire somebody else. Amen? We're going to make sure it's right. Amen? We ain't chancing it. And Martha's running around. She's trying to make sure. Look, I mean, Jesus is in the house, right? I want to make sure it's right. She's running around. She's doing all these things and she's neglecting one thing. I hope you're getting my point tonight. the point that Jesus made to me. Listen, if you're too busy, you're too busy. That's a deep quote right there. Y'all didn't even know I was going to hit y'all with that tonight, did you? If you're too busy, you're too busy. Amen? Let me ask you this question. What's distracting you from your relationship with God? What's distracting you from your relationship with God? I was reading this today and I was thinking about a preacher. He preached one time. He's telling this story. He went to the circus. How many of y'all ever seen the circus and they got these poles and they got them stuck in the ground and they got these plates and they spin them on the pole, right? On top of the pole. And they'll get like 20 of them going and they'll be running back and forth and they'll spin, run back down there to this side and they'll spin. How many of y'all ever felt like that during the week, right? Trying to keep things going, right? Got to get the kids to school. Got to get home. Got to make sure they do their homework. Church is night at 7 o'clock. Team kid 8:30. Oh, it's going to be a late night. We got to get home, get showers. Then we're going to get up in the morning. We got to take them back to school. Are y'all with me? And we running around trying to keep everything going. Are y'all with me? And we're forgetting the one thing that is needful. I'm getting somewhere tonight. What's distracting you? What you trying to keep spinning, God's saying, just let it fall. Just let it go. I'm only asking one thing. I know for a fact, I said earlier. I said, maybe y'all need to spend an hour a day. I know some of you. I know what you said. An hour. I know some of y'all said that. Don't even lie in church, amen. An hour. I'm not super spiritual Sally over here. Be honest. An hour. Come on now. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know what my screen time is a week? Y'all ready? 3 hours a day, Brother Edwin. 3 hours a day. Look at my phone. But I ain't got an hour. Y'all with me? There's only one thing he asked. And that's for us to sit and listen. Don't tell me and don't tell him. I ain't got time. Because we all have time. Amen. Amen. So we've got to find his presence. We've got to forget the performance. Quit trying to run around and impress everybody. Just ask for one thing. And lastly, and I'm done. We've got to fall into position. We've got to fall into position. He asked one thing. Sit and listen. He didn't say stand and listen. Are y'all with me? He didn't say come here and talk to me. He hears enough of our talking. Amen. He said sit and listen. Most of the time all we want to do is this. Lord, I need this. I need this. I need you to do this. I need you to help me with this. I need you to take care of this. I need you to pay this. I need you to do this. That's not what he asked. That's fine. But before you do all that, make sure you do the one thing. Well, I just don't understand why he ain't listening to me. He might be waiting on you to do the only thing he asked for you to do. Is anybody else convicted besides me? Lord, I've been praying for this for 3 years. Have you been faithful to sit and listen? Brother Trent, Brother Jake, Brother Chris, they'll testify to this. In our college, my dad, he said, you can throw all this out the window, but there's one thing that a church is built on. What is it? Preaching. Don't worry about all the Facebook and Instagram. He said, you want to build a church? What do? Read it on the Word of God. On the Word of God. People need to come and sit and listen to the Word. It's what God says. One thing is needful. Why does Calvary Baptist Church grow like it did? Because people were faithful to come, sit, and listen. One thing. One thing. We've got to fall into position. I noticed she humbled herself. She got lowly. Wasn't about her. Her name wasn't in the headlights. She didn't get to sing a song. He didn't get to sing a song. Are y'all with me? Nobody patted him on the back. Nobody gave him a love offering. Are y'all with me? She humbled herself. She humbled herself. She got all by herself. You know this Jewish culture. If somebody was to get down like in that position, it was submission. That's why Jesus calls the earth His footstool. Because someone at your feet is submission. It's what it means in the Bible. She submitted herself. She humbled herself for us to do the one thing. We've got to humble ourselves. It ain't all about us. Don't come to God with a to-do list. It ain't all about you. Uh-oh. Y'all gonna kick me out tonight. It's about one thing. Just sit and listen. Sit and listen. I noticed she humbled herself, but then I see that she listened, and I've already covered that. She was listening. She wasn't talking. There's a difference. If you got kids, say amen. I can't tell you how many times I've told Wyatt, I'm talking, you're not. And then I walk away and God says, I'm talking, you're not. Amen? If I'm talking, you hush. I'm telling you, every time the Lord just stabs me with that, you know. I'll get my biggest problem with my son, he don't listen. Can I get amen, Lauren? Say amen. Amen. I mean, brother, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all, I don't even understand. I say, Wyatt, stand still. He'll take off running. Then he'll come back. I say, Wyatt, take off running. He'll stand still. I don't understand. I say, Wyatt, eat with your fork. He's grabbing it with his hands over there. Wyatt, when you go to school today, you mind your teacher. She tells you to do something, you do it. Yes, sir. About 2 hours later, Mr. Harrington, your son. You know what, guys? Every time I get that call, I say, all right, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. I ain't listening. I ain't listening. We always want to talk, but lots of times we don't want to listen. The Bible says slow to speak. Slow to speak. Now, I know, listen, I have needs just like you do, and I pray for those needs every single day. All of the Lord's trying to tell me through this is, that's fine. That's what I'm here for. But make sure before you go off on this to-do list, make sure you do that one thing. Y'all with me? Amen. I know for the last little while, our church, I believe COVID had a lot to do with it. I believe a lot of things had to contribute to it. But I believe our church is not on fire as it once was. I think my dad preached one of the best messages I've ever heard the other day. He talked about, listen, God ain't coming down here and say, just because COVID's happening, y'all quit doing the Great Commission. I was sitting over there sweating because the Lord was dealing with me. We've gone stagnant. I wonder why we've grown stagnant. Maybe it's because, listen, we've neglected the one thing. A lot of y'all got saved here at our church. You got saved here at our church, and that one thing wasn't a problem because you were so excited about the Lord. You were so excited about the things of God, that one thing. Listen, forget an hour. You might spend 2 hours. Are you still doing that tonight? Or have you let the clutter and the busy lifestyle that we live in 2021 take away from that one thing? I hope I'm driving it home tonight. I hope somebody else is getting help besides me. But I'm telling you right now, I've neglected that one thing. Can I be honest with you? I've neglected it. I've neglected it. I'm not proud of it. I don't want a high five after the church service. But I tell you what I do want to do. I do want to get back to. Yes, sir. You know what this says? Not me, you. You know what this says? I'm listening. You know what this says? I love you. This says I'm submitted to you. Are y'all with me? Say amen. What would happen if our church said, yes, sir. You want me to cut that out? Yes, sir. Y'all with me? Amen. You want me to quit going there? Yes, sir. You want me to take more time with you? Yes, sir. You want me to witness that person? Yes, sir. You want me to go encourage that saint? Yes, sir. You want me to serve in that ministry? Yes, sir. You want me to pray for my pastor? Yes, sir. What would happen if we were that submitted to God? What would happen? This person over here says, oh, they're just trying to show out. You don't worry about that person. You just stay right there. And you just keep listening. Amen? I don't know about you, but I need to get in a humble place tonight and just listen. Miss Teresa's going to come to the piano. Listen, I want to say this too. Man, this hit me right on the head. There ain't nothing wrong with serving. Nothing wrong with what Martha was doing. I hope that if I was in that position, I would have already done what Mary did so that I could be helping Martha. Y'all ready for this? Y'all might want to write this down. About ran a lap when God gave it to me. If you want to serve like Martha, you got to learn to sit like Mary. If you want God to let you serve, you've got to learn to sit. And listen, God's got something for you. He's been trying to tell you this for a long time. Quit coming to Him with a to-do list. Just come sit down around this altar. We ain't in a hurry. We're probably 30 minutes early because I'm preaching, amen. We ain't in a hurry. Come find you a spot around these altars and say, Lord, I'm not here for anything. I'm not asking for anything. I don't need nothing. I just want to listen. I just want to hear you speak. Are y'all with me? Say amen. These altars are open. You find you a spot. Amen. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, I'm so thankful that you love me. Lord, I pray that you'd help me this week. Lord, I'm making a commitment right now. Lord, this week, Lord, help me not to get cumbered about, worried, anxious, working so hard, Lord, that I forget or I neglect that one thing. That one thing. Lord, it's so simple. Lord, you made it so simple. Lord, you told us what you want us to do right here in this scripture, God. And so many times, Lord, I fail you. God, I pray that you'd help me this week. Lord, if everything else fails, if I forget to do everything else, if I don't have time to do anything else, Lord, help me to make sure that one thing, it's not neglected. Pray that you'd help me personally. Lord, I pray that you'd help our church individually. Lord, it starts with us individually. Lord, if we want to see revival in our church, a good start would be, Lord, to schedule a time, find a place, and sit and listen. Lord, there's no telling what our church would do. Lord, there's no telling who we could reach. Lord, the victories that could be won. If we just sit and listen, we wouldn't just get worried about everything, but Lord, just take time to sit and listen to what you have to say. Lord, what a change it could make in our lives. Lord, I want to be closer to you. Lord, I want to be as close as I possibly can be to you. Lord, nothing else matters. Lord, if I'll do that, Lord, doors will open. Lord, if I learn to sit, you'll open opportunities for me to serve. Lord, I thank you so much for tonight's service. I thank you for every person that's here, that's faithful tonight. They came tonight, Lord, to do that one thing. They came tonight to sit and listen. I pray that you'd bless them for it. God, I pray that you'd help us to make it a habit, or help us to make it